Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 17 through 26, found on page 1063 in your pew Bible or up on the screen. This is part of the story of Lazarus. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them on the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
Thank you, Ginny. You know, what we think about in the present is certainly informed by our past, isn't it? I always wonder why certain people are Detroit Lions fans and other ones are Green Bay Packer fans. Or... Okay, so we are informed by our past. You've won, we haven't. Why we think certain ways we do today oftentimes is because of what we have been taught or the environment we've lived in. Our past in some ways informs what we think about oftentimes in our present. In so many ways, maybe that wasn't the greatest of examples. But everything from maybe the way you discipline your children, the denomination that you affiliate with might be because of your past. So many different things in our lives are informed by our past. And we live a certain way in part because of how we've been affected in our past. I wanted to deal with this morning about faith. We've dealt with it last week. Last week we were talking about lazy faith. And then we were talking about the rabbit faith. And then we were talking about a trained faith. One that is informed by the Word of God, a faith that is informed properly by the way we exercise that faith. This week, I want to talk about the three tenses of faith: past tense, present tense, and future tense. All three of these are dealt with in the text this morning. When you realize, and let me read these just few verses here where that is informed, here is when Martha is... I always have Lisa on my mind, if you didn't know. Valentine's Day is coming up. And Lisa, you're on par there with the Lord. Not quite. Close. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here. You see the past? If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Then she talks about the present. Now, you're not even going to listen to the rest of the sermon, are you? But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. It's the present. Jesus says to her, your brother will rise again. She misunderstands exactly what that means because she responds with, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. But of course, Jesus is saying to Martha, he's going to rise again real soon. Hang in there and watch. All three tenses of faith are dealt with in this text. And I want to talk about that a little bit this morning because I think it's important for us to look at that and think about our own faith, how our faith has been formed, first of all, in the past. If you had been here, the past tense faith, a faith that maybe to some degree might be called a reminiscent faith. I remember faith, because you see, Martha already had a relationship with Jesus. She already knew what Jesus, some things that Jesus had done in the past already. The disciples had been around and some of the women had been around and seen what Jesus had been doing. And they knew that Jesus was capable of some marvelous things. And so she looks back and says, if you'd been here, then something could have happened here that would have not been the involvement of Lazarus being dead. I think about our own lives. Some of you, when you look back at your faith experience in the past, it's powerful. And you look back and you say, my faith at present is informed by my past because I've seen God at work in my life. I've seen God at work in the lives of others. And in my past, I look at that and I am encouraged. But there are others of you here, perhaps, when you look at the past, you see a struggle. You see possibly discouraged faith. You didn't see the outcomes of your faith the way you had hoped that they would have come. In fact, there are some perhaps here this morning that don't even have a past tense faith when it comes to Christian faith because you've not embraced that faith as yet in Jesus Christ. But the past tense faith can be important for us. I look at my past and I say, I remember when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. I remember when I said, okay, enough of this living my life on my own. Enough of this living my life without the one who died for me and rose again. I want to live for Him. There's been ups and downs since then. There's been challenges to my faith since then. God has worked in powerful ways since then. And at other times, I've even questioned, why, God? But my past tense faith does inform my present. Past tense faith can be a very tested faith. We've been through stuff. Sometimes we've come through that stuff very well. And other times, maybe we haven't come through that stuff so well. Maybe it was because of a lack of faith. I don't know. But I know as I look at this text this morning that our past does inform our present. In good ways and sometimes in not so good ways. Sometimes we grow up with unhealthy habits, both in the world we live in and sometimes in our faith. And other times we grow up with very healthy habits in our faith. Sometimes we think, my faith means when I want God to do this, that God's going to do this. And why doesn't it do this? Well, the same thing happens with kids and parents, doesn't it? As a child, you wanted your mommy or dad to do something a certain way, and they didn't do it that way, and you wondered why. That's the way I wanted it. It may not have been what was best for us to have that happen that way. Past tense faith informs our present. Martha's no less was informed. Although she was a little bit weak-kneed at this point in time because she's saying if he had just been here, he wouldn't have died. Now what? She's in the present. Now what? She does come to the present, though, with some sense of hope because it's informed by her past. And she says, but I know that even now, God can do something. Even now, God can do whatever you ask, Lord. Even now, informed by her past, Martha had a faith that had some sense that God could do something in the present situation. You know, sometimes when we're living in the present tense faith, that's a testing faith. Not a tested faith, but now it's being tested now. Are we either challenging God, wondering, God, what can you do? Because I'm in a fix. I'm in a mess. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know what's happening next. God, what can you do to help me in my present situation? Present tense faith is a circumstantial faith. It's affected by what the situation is. Good, bad, or otherwise. But our present tense faith, as I said earlier, is often based on my past experiences in faith, my past experiences with Christ, my past experiences with walking through whatever it is that I have been through. But I would say a present tense faith, that faith right now, that thing we're dealing with right now, it is an intimate faith. You either have it or you don't. Now, there might be different measures of faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed, though, can move mountains. It's the object of our faith that makes our faith strong, not so much the amount of faith that I have. It's the amount of faith I have in the one who can do all things. If that's where it's placed, even that small amount of faith can do mountainous and wondrous kinds of things. But a present tense faith is a very intimate faith. I wanted to spell out for you again, and we spelled it out in the call to worship, but the same one we did last week for those of you who think that maybe I've got some dementia issues. I did do the same call to worship this week because it dealt with faith again. But what were we doing? We were quoting Hebrews 11:1, being sure. What is faith? It's being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's what faith is described as. That's the descriptive of faith in God's word. Martha said, I know that even now you could do something in my real tough situation. Now, Martha at this point isn't thinking, because we heard what she says a little later. She's not thinking, okay, go in there to the tube. It stinks. It smells. It's been 4 days. Whew. Can you imagine? You ever seen roadkill and you go by it? I'm serious. I don't mean to be sacrilegious here, but roadkill stinks, doesn't it? It's been there for a couple days. 4 days. Can you imagine removing whatever it is there, even as much as they try to go ahead and spice up the body and all that sort of thing? 4 days in the tomb doesn't smell too good. And Jesus goes in. Martha, by her response, is not necessarily thinking Jesus is going to go in there and raise her brother from the dead immediately. Because she says, when Jesus says, your brother's going to rise again. I mean, if she believed that, you'd think she'd say, hot diggity dog, I knew you'd do it. I knew you'd do it. But she said, well, Lord, I know he's going to rise in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus was saying, no, He's going to rise in just a little bit here. Present tense faith sometimes is a confused faith that doesn't really know what actually is going to happen, but is a faith that just leans on the one who is, Jesus Christ, and says, God, you got it. I don't know what to do with it. Put your faith and trust in him, because he's proved himself to be trustworthy before. That's what Martha's leaning on. You have proved to be trustworthy before. And because you were trustworthy before, I'm not sure really what the outcome here is, but right now, and I don't mean this as it's a pun, right now, it really stinks. It really does. Sometimes life right now really stinks. And we don't know what to do with it. Trust him in the present. Because what you've known in the past is that God is faithful. And then he talks about, too, about a future tense faith here. Remember those verses again. After she says, but even now God will give you whatever you ask. And Jesus says, your brother will rise again. That's a future tense faith. But Martha is still a little confused. I know he's going to rise way down the road here. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? We didn't read the next verse, but she says, yes, Lord, I believe you're the Christ. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you're the one who is to come into the world. You have to realize at this point, she hadn't seen what he was going to do, right? This was before his death and resurrection. This was before all that took place. So she couldn't, and neither could the disciples, fully comprehend what was going to happen. But you trust with what you know. And I encourage you this morning with this too. To greater or lesser degrees, you have to trust God with what you know. And you're learning and I'm learning more and more about what that is and who He is and how I can trust Him. But wherever you are right now, you need to understand there's a past tense to that. If you have previously given your life to Jesus Christ, there's a present tense faith, which is right now. Whatever it is you're going through, hopefully it's smooth and good right now. But I know whenever we've got 80, 90, 100 people in a room, some people are going through some really tough stuff. And noted in the present, God is here. He's been faithful in the past, and He'll take you through what's going on right now on into that future tense faith. I would imagine that all of us here would believe, or at least a great majority of us here would believe, that there is a resurrection. The Bible talks about it a lot in the New Testament, even a little bit in the Old Testament. So we believe in the resurrection, just like Martha said, there is going to be a resurrection. But what about tomorrow? What about the next few hours? That's the concern sometimes of our future tense faith is, what about in the next few hours with whatever it is I'm going through? What about tomorrow or next week or next month when I can see something coming on the horizon? We need to have that faith in the future. That says what Hebrews 11:1 says, being sure of what we hope for and being certain of what we do not see. That's when you got to lean on Him. Because you don't see it yet. We don't see what's coming, but we're sure of what we hope for because of the one whom we believe in, who in the past has shown us some of that. In the present is taking us into that. And in the future will always take us through whatever it is that we have to get through. In 1 Corinthians, I believe it's 10:13, or 2 Corinthians, talks about that God will never allow us to be tempted beyond what we can think or imagine. He'll never allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. He says He will always provide a way for us to get through it. That's a promise for you and for me. It's a future tense faith that says no matter how bad it feels like right now, you can get to the other side of this. For some of us, maybe the present tense faith is kind of weak. The present may look kind of bleak. But be aware that there's always hope for tomorrow. Or some of you might be on the flip side of that. Today may be great, but tomorrow may be a test. We don't know. We do not know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you with those three tenses of faith this morning. Maybe as I close here, your past expression of faith has been damaged by some life experiences. They didn't go the way you wanted them to go. So you find yourself in the present, looking back at the past with a lot of questions, looking back at the past with a lot of, you know, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go. A lot of people who I know that have been a part of a church previously, and something's happened in their life, or something's happened in the church, and they'll no longer come because whatever happened in their life didn't go the way they wanted it to go, and so, and maybe it's because of other people, but whatever the case is, their past has been affected. Their past tense faith has been damaged in some way. And now they live in the present, sometimes looking back and not knowing that there is one who can take us through all things, the all-powerful one who is there to take us through anything that life might throw our way. Learn, I hope, from the past, good and bad. Live in the present. Whatever you're dealing with right now, live in the present, knowing that there is one, Jesus Christ, who loves you so much that He died on the cross at Calvary and rose again for your sin and mine. And He wants to be there as our friend, as our companion, to take us through whatever it is we're going through right now. So live in the present. And then have hope for the future. No matter what happens in my life, unless I let him. The devil can't steal my joy. No matter what happens in my life from this point forward, the devil can't take away my hope. I have a hope that's secure in Jesus Christ. And I hope and pray that you have a hope that's secure in Jesus Christ, no matter what happens. Your past informs your present, and in your present, you can look to the future, to the one who will never let us down, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, you may not answer things the way we want them answered. We look at that maybe as being let down, but you will promise us as your children, you'll take us through anything and everything that comes our way. And if we'll continue to trust you, we know that there is a resurrection. But God, we aren't just talking about a resurrection. It may be years down the road for some of us. But we're talking that you'll take us and rise us out of that situation we're presently in. And we'll be all the better for it if we'll just entrust you with it completely. I pray that there are some powerful past tense faith in our lives that informs our present. And if not, Lord, that you'll take the present in our life and inform our future that you are always there. You'll never leave us and never forsake us. And we just give you thanks and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And let's close our time together with a hymn that says it. I know whom I have believed. 409.